All right, Chris, is the phone up?
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. That's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. And if you can't tell, I'm not in studio right now.
Yeah, where
dude.
Are you, dude? Why are you on the phone?
I told Chris, their technical director, to make sure that he puts my phone call up so that I can post it from my phone. Why did I do that? Well, because it's cold in the studio, and I don't want to be in there because it's freezing all the time. And
what?
Also, more importantly, I decided that if I want to listen to Young Jeffrey's Song of the Week, because it is time for Young Jeffrey's Song of the Week, then I want to be able to hear it like everybody else.
So wait, you're sitting in your car right now?
He's like method listening.
I'm in the parking garage in my car.
Wow.
Warmer than the studio. Way better.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just going to listen to Young Jeffrey's song from the comfort of my car like everybody else. That's how it's meant to be enjoyed.
Okay.
And I want to hear it just like the rest of the world does.
Uh-huh.
And also seat warmers. It's nice and warm. And I got
rub it in.
I feel like this is going to lead to you always wanting to be in your car.
Maybe. I love it in here.
The whole show's going to be done from your car.
Just don't tell us what else you're doing in that car because we can't see you.
Yeah.
It's super peaceful, and I'll take a video of that. Jeff, my seat warmers are on, my buns are hot, and I'm ready for your song of the week. What are you going to sing about today?
Uh-huh.
Look, guys, there's a really big anniversary coming up, and they say that for a 10-year anniversary, you're supposed to get them a gift made out of tin. For a 25-year anniversary, it's something made out of silver. Mm-hmm. For a 50-year anniversary, the gift should be platinum. But what are you supposed to get for a 132nd-year anniversary?
Wait, hold up. Nobody even lives long enough to be married that long.
Well, maybe you're supposed to get that person a song. And who is it for?
Yeah.
Dead people?
Yeah,
dead people?
That's a good point, Jubal. Dead people.
No, only the greatest soft drink in the history of soft drinks. No, not you, Mountain Dew. You just got did. I'm talking about the red, white, and the red again, Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
America's non-alcoholic beverage of choice.
Coke.
I gotta say, I'm kind of a Pepsi girl.
Ew. No, it's all about the Coca-Cola. If you think about it, it really goes with anything. It goes with pizzas, burgers, tacos, caviar. Everything is better
caviar?
With an ice-cold Coke in your mouth.
Okay.
Are you sure you're talking about Coke? Or you sound hyped up enough. Have you done a bunch of Coke? Like...
No, this is for the best soda on earth. And that's why today, instead of singing Ricky Martin's Livin' La Vida Loca, it's Young Jeffrey's Livin' La Vida Coca.
I'm into this already.
Oh, man.
Yeah, me too, but mine's going to have a different meaning, okay? I didn't think about this part. Normally I say point at me when you're ready for me to hit your music, but just going to point at Chris then when you're ready for him to hit your music.
All right. Point! I'm into combination, sugar and a fizzy top. There's only one libation, that Coke is about to pop. One sip is so delicious, bottled or in a cup. Not sure if it's nutritious, high fructose corn syrup. The flavor's taking over and my head's starting to spin. Detecting some vanilla with a hint of cinnamon and some nutmeg folded in. Tongue slide inside out, I'm a living La Vida Coca. It tickles in my mouth, living La Vida Coca. That label's candy red and it's sweeter than almonds Roca. Gladly gulp it down, living La Vida Coca. Living La Vida Coca, drinking a Coca-Cola. Walked into a busy deli, ordered that drink I like. They told me we just got Pepsi, I died a bit inside. Santa likes his milk and cookies while he's on the road. But he enjoys a different beverage back in the North Pole. His whole fridge is stocked with Coke. Chug it cold or hot, living la vida coca. Pound it like a shot, living la vida coca. It's sweet yet savory, I wanna pour it into my mocha. Twerking in my mouth, living la vida coca. Living la vida coca. I drink it while I do yoga. They're drinking it all over from Angola to Ukraine. That soda is so vintage, even hipsters can't complain. Wish it fell to earth like rain. Morning, noon, and night, I'm living la vida coca. Chase it down with diet, living la vida coca. It tastes so refreshing, like I'm riding on a wild orca. I shake it purposely, I make it explode all over. Swish it all around, I'm living la vida coca. Use it in the shower, I'm living la vida coca. So American, like freedom inside a soda. I'm a proud cokehead, living la vida coca. Living la vida coca, just drinking a Coca-Cola.
Yeah. That's it.
Yes. Yo. I don't know if that cokehead thing is what you think it means. Yeah. So.
No?
No.
Yeah.
I love coke.
Yeah.
How was it?
How was it for you?
Yeah.
What's it sound like in the car?
I only heard the last little bit because I tuned out while we were talking. I was listening to another show. And
what?
Came back right at the end. They were super interesting, though. But was the song good, you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It would make you want to drink a Coca-Cola.
Yeah,
some
Coke sounds great
right
now.
I'll have to check it on the Brook and Jubal Facebook page later.
Yeah. Yeah.
Happy anniversary, Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
check it out. Go through a drive-thru real quick and bring us back some Cokes.
Okay. I can do that.
Cool.
I'll see you later.
Phone tap's coming up right after this. Brook and Jubal in the morning.